The city is continuing to monitor Sally, and we are in close contact with Escambia County Emergency Management. We encourage our residents to monitor the storm as well.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson declared a state of emergency on Monday just after his weekly virtual news conference. Sally became the seventh Atlantic hurricane Tuesday morning and then strengthened to a Category 2 just a few hours later. Landfall is a matter of conjecture, but the odds-on favorite appears to be somewhere along the Louisiana or Mississippi coastline sometime on Tuesday.
Even if landfall happens west in Louisiana or Mississippi, a significant amount of rainfall is forecast for northwest Florida. At this particular time, most severe impact to us will be some rain. Some of our roads will perhaps become impassable because of tidal.
While there's no direct hit expected on Pensacola, Sally could provide the largest amount of rainfall since April 2014, when more than 20 inches inundated the city. Meteorologists Ray Hawthorne is at the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network.
Sally is moving very slowly, and rain bands, they're going to be more frequent, and those rain bands are very likely to contain tropical storm force winds in excess of 40 to 50 miles per hour, and perhaps a few gusts higher than that right along the immediate beachfront.
Sally's meandering through the Gulf at about 6 miles an hour is causing the huge amounts of rainfall in the affected areas. The local forecast calls for 6 to 12 inches on average.
There are going to be some persistent rain bands that develop on the east side of the hurricane, and we're on the dirty side of the storm. So that means some of these persistent bands could easily have more than 15 inches of rain going into Tuesday and potentially lasting into Wednesday as well.
But Mayor Grover Robinson has confidence in the improvements made in Pensacola's stormwater infrastructure since the 2014 flood.
We did a lot of work over the weekend. We do expect to have significantly better drainage coverage than we did in 2014. And even in 2014, we had drainage coverage that, you know, rivals most communities. I mean, most communities aren't prepared to deal with 10 to 11 inches of storm, but we've been able to accomplish that.
And according to forecaster Ray Hawthorne, the worst of the local storm surge is expected to be in parts of Pensacola and Escambia Bays. A coastal flood advisory is in effect.
The worst case scenario right now based on the storm surge modeling is a surge of about 3 feet or so above normally dry ground in those areas. Most likely we're looking for about 1 to 2 feet above normally dry ground.
Even the projected path of Sally is not yet settled. Computer models have the storm possibly jogging slightly to the east, the reason the western panhandle was brought under the hurricane warning area. Rule of thumb, says Hawthorne, the slower a storm moves, the harder it is to predict.
It looks like the storm is going to move toward the northwest on Tuesday and then turn toward the north. There is one part of Louisiana that sticks out just a little bit, and it could scrape that as well, but it really looks like Mississippi or Alabama would see most likely the landfall.
Looking ahead after a week of Sally's soaking rainfall, Hawthorne says an approaching cold front could give northwest Florida a bit of a drying out.
Based on the latest projections, it looks like the front is going to come through on Friday, and if that is the case, we would have a drier weekend and maybe temperatures a little bit below average for this time of the year coming up both Saturday and Sunday and perhaps lasting into early next week.
Hurricane Sally is perhaps the most unwelcome guest among the current Atlantic storms. Hurricane Paulette is over Bermuda, and Renee, Teddy, and now Vicky are spinning over open waters. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.